Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
One of those hard Saturday mornings to get out of bed. It's still dark. It's cold and it's wet. But it's an Arizona Saturday morning. So that means it's Rosie on the House.
I had to drive through fog this morning leaving the house for about the first 20 miles. Right in between our Christmas and New Year's, if you're one of those people that enjoy the Christmas festivities but not the crowds, Prescott Courthouse light at Courthouse Square is still lit every night. Of the 180 trees, they're lighting over 110 now, and they light that every night well into January. So if you'd still like to go celebrate or enjoy some of the Christmas and holiday spirit, Arizona's Christmas city is still lit up every single night. Or if you're looking for a little bit of, you know, mountain recreation, alpine skiing, I couldn't find anything on Mount Lemmon's ski resort, but I know Sunrise is open, and I know Snow Bowl is open.
Oh, yeah.
great. From what I've heard, one of the highest snowpacks that we've had to date at either of those mountains.
For this time of year.
Right.
Yeah, I think Snow Bowl is reporting 58 inches.
We're having to keep Rosie tethered to the mic this morning.
Gotta love that, man. Oh, with lots of fresh powder.
Lots of fresh powder. It's bowl season as well, and I'm not talking about Snow Bowl, but football bowl season. The Cheez-It Bowl was in town last night, and we host the Fiesta Bowl tonight. That's got to be a fast turnaround, getting the stadium turned over from one, sponsored, painted football field to the next one.
Just picking up the trash from one to the next.
Seriously.
And then going down on at the county fair, this Arizona State Fairgrounds, is the 42nd annual Arizona Livestock Show. And we've got spokeswoman for the Arizona Livestock Show, Lauren Rosberg, on the line to talk to us about everything going on today at the State Fairground. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. What do y'all have planned for today?
Yeah, so we actually have a pretty big schedule today. Today is our first official day for people to come in and see all the animals. We have the Gilt Show going on today, as well as a couple different open shows for cattle, and then the Junior Sheep Showmanship as well as Goat Showmanship.
And talk through what these events entail. You know, just what is a goat showmanship? What do I have to be prepared to do?
Yeah, so each of these classes, the kids prepare for most of the year by, you know, raising their animal and then making sure that it's very well broke so that they can show it well and show off the best parts of their animal. Additionally, it requires lots of knowledge on your animal and the breed as well so that you understand what you're showing. And some of those things, and then day of, the kids get up really, really early, and they give their animals baths, and they give them a little haircut, and then they go ahead and get them in the ring.
So it's a livestock show, but is there an auction as well? Do I have the opportunity to buy any of these animals?
Yeah, there's actually an auction later on in the week. It's called the Sale of Champion Auction. And that's where the kids who have done the most successful throughout the week have the opportunity to sell their animals. In addition to that, we also have a gilt sale, which is a female pig. And so people can go and buy a gilt if they want to, you know, continue to raise or show a hog.
And this is the 52nd year it's been here in the state and the biggest one in the Southwest. How did this all get started?
Yeah, so actually it's the 72nd year.
What'd I say?
But it all started in 1948, and it was called the Phoenix Stock Show back then. It did start at the Arizona Fairgrounds, and it's always been there. And it wasn't changed until the Arizona National Show until 1952, when they got one of the greatest people who ran the show who came from Denver to go ahead and get this show to where it is today. We can really thank a lot of the ranchers and the really just influencers in the industry back in 1948 that really just decided that this was what needed to happen in order to have a successful show in the area.
And how many people do y'all expect to be contesting and showing?
We have about, it depends on the year. Most years we have a couple thousand that are showing, as well as generally about over 21,000 people that are attending.
And I mean, it is a big lineup. Y'all show cattle, sheep, goats, swine, horses. This is an excellent opportunity to take city-dwelling kids to experience the rural farm animals of America firsthand. It's almost like a fair environment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way for the public to kind of get, you know, that inside perspective of what some of the rural kids are doing, as well as just, you know, a background on different animals, different livestock, and direct opportunity to interact with kids and their projects. So any public can come out and, you know, learn about a goat or a sheep, some cattle, some pigs, and it's a great, great opportunity for kids especially to get their firsthand experience of some really cool livestock.
Well, I noticed on the website this year, y'all have a new event that really piques my interest, the cattle dog trials. I love watching working dogs work.
That is one of my favorite events as well. I know it's so much fun to see how the guy in charge and the dog interact with each other and how they work together to, you know, move animals around.
Absolutely. So it's the ranch horse competition, cattle dog trials, breeding cattle. What is a ranch replacement heifer?
So those are more of your, so there's kind of a difference in breed standards between what we consider a replacement heifer for a ranch setting versus a replacement heifer for a commercial setting. So those are really, you know, what you're going to see in Arizona as your ranch, on your ranch, as your replacement heifers there.
You can check it all out at ANLS.org, Arizona National Livestock Show. Barbecue Stampede, Cattleman's Day, Cowboy Classic.
The Cowboy Classic's an art show.
The Farm Experience.
Yeah.
The Cornhole Competition.
And the Farm Experience is a lot of fun. There's a handful of different events going on there today. Can anybody compete in the goat roping?
Yep, anybody can compete in the goat roping or the Little Buckaroo Rodeo, which includes what they call mutton busting. And mutton busting is where they put kids ages of 4 to 6. And they try to ride a sheep. And it is super fun not only to partake in, but also to watch. And that's open to the public. So if any young kids want to give their hand at being a rodeo in the rodeo for, you know, a little bit, that's every day from 11 to 5. So they can do that. In addition to that, they also have tractor rides and some direct interactions with farm animals through the Farm Experience as well.
There's a $20 fee for the mutton busting. I don't see a fee for the mm-hmm. goat roping. Do you have an entry fee for that?
We do not. I think that goat roping is, it kind of depends on the experience level, so that generally one. They generally do that one for free, just because it's a little more difficult.
There's a junior class and an adult class for the goat roping. It's a team roping type setting, so you'll need a partner, a header, and a heeler. Then there is that cornhole competition going on, and the barbecue stampede. If you're just looking for some good old barbecue, that is a great place to get down to the livestock show as well.
I know it smells amazing. I have to walk by it every day, and I get a smell of it, and I'm waiting for it to be ready.
They compete in chicken, pork, and ribs and brisket categories, and it is certified Kansas City Barbecue Society who's judging it.
So that should be some good barbecue.
That's happening today down at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. If you'd like to go down, it's actually all weekend long. It's ANLS.org.
You know, you were talking about holiday things that continue as well at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, starting 5:30 to 10 every night all the way through January 12th, Lights of the World. So it's lighting displays that represent cultures all over the world. So you could go to the cattle thing, livestock show, and then stay, have a little barbecue, and head over to the lights.
And there's 10 million lights at the one in Phoenix, and the one in Tucson has 6 million lights. So there's they've got those lights of the world in both major metropolitan areas. You could, like you said, go see the lights of the world. No shortages of things to do. And the world of illumination, is that what they call it?
Lights of the World is the one at the Arizona State Fairground.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's another one like that Janice always takes her kids to.
Is that north of town on the 101?
It used to be on I-17, but it's not there this year. It was moved. But those they say those light shows are pretty fun. No shortage of things to do here around the great state of Arizona. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.